Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. I had some technical difficulty. I figured it out. Here I am. I'm back, people. This is the second episode you can watch on YouTube. So with that being said, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in, downloading, streaming, and now watching my podcast. I appreciate it. So do me yet another favor. Tell a friend, enemy, coworker, tell somebody about my podcast. Go, yo, this dude's pretty dope. It's only about 20 minutes. Check it out. I think you'll like it. Do that for your boy. Now, I got some shit on my mind that I need to get off, so I want to get through all this stuff first. As you all know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles, and I like to talk about the different things that he's going through. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's nothing. But earlier this week, man, we had a breakthrough, but we had a pretty big moment. I mentioned before he has ADHD, and he's real finicky about the winning and losing thing. He gets discouraged pretty quickly, and I'm really trying to break him, or we are trying to break him of that. And he was playing this Mario Maker level. It was pretty advanced for his skill level, and he was like, oh, Dad, I can't do it. I'm just going to quit. I'm never going to beat it. So, I upped the ante. I was like, hey, man, you can't quit because it's getting hard. I was like, if you keep playing easy levels, you're not going to get better as a player. You have to get give yourself time to fail, you know? So I was like, you got to try the hard levels. You're going to have to die a lot in the game. Eventually, you'll get better at the game, man. It's going to work out. But then I go, I'll tell you what. If you can beat that level, I'll give you a half a box of Mike and Ike's. That's his shit, Mike and Ike's. So he was like, all right. And look, lo and behold, 5 minutes later, not only did he beat the level, but he got a world record. And he was super excited. He told his mom and everything. And I was like, see, man, that's why you can't give up on yourself, man. You can't give up on yourself. And I almost gave up on myself today. I had issues with the recorder, the video, and I got frustrated. I left it alone for a while, came back to it. Boom, now we're doing it. So it's just weird how, like, we always say, you can take it, but you can't dish it. And we usually mean that in the sense of someone who can talk shit about somebody or gossip, but they don't like when someone does it to them. But it also applies to, like, advice. It's like a lot of us can give advice, but we can't take our own advice, you know? So I find that very odd. You know, I'm great at assessing everybody else's problems, but then when I get to mine, it's just like the end of the world. And it's basically I'm experiencing the same thing that everybody else is. So I need to start taking my own advice and have more confidence in myself. But man, I watched a documentary on Netflix the other day called Speed Cubers. Now, these are some really smart and dorky, nerdy dudes and ladies that solve Rubik's Cubes competitively. You know, they got the 3x3, 4x4. They're doing them with the feet. They're doing multiple ones. It's pretty inspiring. One of the guys is an autistic kid, Max Park. It was just very inspiring to see how him getting into that whole world just kind of helped him get out of his shell. And he became like a world champion for several years in a row. You know, he just couldn't be beaten. And they take this shit so seriously. It's like a real legit sport. It's like a whole world. The two people that were featured in this documentary was this guy named Felix. He has a really hard name to pronounce, so I'm not even going to try. But his name is Felix, and the other kid is Max Park, Korean kid. And I'm listening to the commentators. They go, oh, look, you got Felix, blah, 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 and Max Park sitting next to each other. You got two icons. And the guy goes, oh, yeah, Bill, these guys are cut from the same cloth. And I'm thinking, like, is there really a Rubik's Cube cloth? Is that what we're doing? Does God have a Rubik's Cube cloth? It's just like, I know, like, Foreman Ali, Sugar Ray Leonard, all those dudes cut from the same cloth. Kobe, MJ, Shaq, all those dudes cut from the same cloth. Well, I wouldn't even say Shaq, to be honest. I like Shaq, but Shaq ain't no motherfucking Jordan or Kobe, if I'm being honest. You know, LeBron, those dudes are cut from the same cloth. I didn't know, like, God had his Joanne section, fabric section, and was like, you know what, hey, hand me the Rubik's Cube cloth. I got a couple guys I want to cut. I want to make these dudes super fast at solving Rubik's Cubes. But I get it, but I just think it's kind of funny that they're using the cloth thing for Rubik's Cubers. Kind of weird. But all right, man. I really didn't have much to talk about today until I saw this tweet. This guy, James P. Bradley, he's apparently, I got to look this up. I want to read it. He's apparently running for Congress in California. And he tweeted the following. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion are what happens when children are raised without God and without a strong father figure. Their new song, The WAP, which I heard accidentally, this is in parentheses, made me want to pour holy water in my ears, and I feel sorry for future girls if this is their role model. Now, here's the problem I have with this shit. First of all, the fact that he is really trying to get hit home, the fact that he only heard the song and he wanted to pour holy water in his ears. Bitch, you don't accidentally hear a song. And here's the thing. You didn't just see that song, sir. You watched the video. And you watched that video and your dick got hard. And it seems like you're kind of a religious guy and you felt bad. You felt guilty that you saw two fine-ass black women with amazing bodies and amazing talent, and it made you hard and you felt bad. You felt guilty. You're a grown ass man. You ran to Twitter. That's how bad you felt. That's how much guilt. I'm gonna get on Twitter and said I hated it. You loved it. You probably jerked off to it. That's why you accidentally heard it. You accidentally heard a couple of lyrics. You know, when you finished, you couldn't hear shit while you were just flapping your dick. Just pat, 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 pat. That's your problem. And you know what? To be honest, I wasn't even going to say anything else about this until I read a further tweet of yours where you were talking shit about Michelle Obama, making fun of her, you know, low-grade depression. Here's the thing. You're depressed. You have depression. Now that you saw that video, you saw all those curves, all those cheeks, you're sitting at your desk and you look over and you realize, like, man, my Megan, she ain't got a shape like that. You're just upset that you got to go home tonight and every day from now on knowing that you got this flat booty, got hit with a book bag ass woman at the house. That's your problem. You're upset. You're sad. You know, you'll never get anything to the likes of that in your life, and it bothers you. You need help, sir. Okay, what you really need is some black pussy in your life, sir. Fucking, and then another tweet's like, I support free speech, but those were offensive lyrics. Get the fuck out of here! All this time, all you do is talk about how everybody else is a bunch of babies and so sensitive, and they're just words, and then you accidentally get a text from your buddy like, "Hey man, look at these chicks. You ever heard of Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B? Dude, they're pretty hot." You saw it, your little dick got hard, and you felt guilty. Actually, you know, you're probably dumb enough to have all your shit on the iCloud, right? And it accidentally uploaded to your laptop that you left home with your wife, and she saw it, and she was like, "What is this?" And you were like, "This is offensive. I'm going to tweet about it." You better tweet about it. You better tweet about it, James. That's what happened. Your wife got upset. And now she's going to start taking Zumba classes and doing squats because she saw what you saw. And now she's insecure just like you are. So I hope you win that election out in California. Man, it's so sad when men just can't admit that they like something and they got to try to play this fuckboy role of like being too pristine and they're offended by it. You're not offended by it, okay? You're just weak. You're just weak. You can't admit it. You think you're a bad boy. Your pee-pee got hard and you said it was bad. Aww. I fucking, man. That was probably the most exciting tweet I saw all day today. It really was. You know what? And to anybody that's friends with me that want to send me any Joe Biden shit, like look what he said about black people now. I don't want to hear it, man. You can't even bring yourselves to say Black Lives Matter. I don't want to hear shit about what you think about what Joe Biden thinks about black people. Okay, so you know better. All right. So I don't want to hear it. Like you're so disgusted. How dare he say something like that? But yeah, you can watch an 8.5-minute video of somebody getting choked the fuck out and you go, huh, shit happens. But I'm supposed to be disgusted at Joe Biden. I'm supposed to be disgusted at Cardi B. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get out of here, man. So, lastly, and I think I blew through my shit pretty quickly, and I did, because I got 11 minutes left. And guess what? I'm going to talk about 90 Day Fiancé. I don't know if y'all ever seen that show. I'm going to use all this time too. The show is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous. My buddy Dom was like, hey man, you got to watch this show. You got to watch this show. For weeks, he was like, you got to watch 90 Day Fiancé. He would explain it to me. I was like, dude, I'm not into those kind of shows. It seems like it's fake. And he's describing this older white woman. She's 52. And she's dating this black Nigerian dude, of course. This Nigerian dude, he's a rapper, celebrity over in his home country. And I was like, dude, this sounds like they just made this shit up for TV ratings. It's like they're just trying to find the most two opposite people to make a show. And I finally watched it. And let me tell you, this shit is real. It is unbelievable the lengths that people go to find love, man, or to think that they found love. This lady's been talking to this guy for 9 months. 9 months. You should see this lady. And look, I'm not trying to be disparaging of people. People look how they look. All right. This older woman, she's had kids. I get it. But it's just like what this guy is doing just to come to the States. Maybe I've lived in America too long, because there is no way I could ever do that to come to America. I just don't I don't know, man. It just doesn't seem worth it. It doesn't. And then these people, they show up in Russia and then they meet this woman and it's like, this is awkward. I didn't expect this. It's like, you don't know this person. You have no idea. And what I love about this show is the fact that none of their friends cater to them at all. They'll tell them like, hey man, what you're doing is stupid. Like this one guy spent over $5,000 mailing about $500 worth of stuff to his girlfriend in the Philippines. It's like, what are you doing? This other older black lady, she had an air mattress on her floor. She's got four kids. And she was about to go to London to see a guy she's never even FaceTimed with. With a weird first name, Williams. I've never met anybody with the first name Williams. He didn't even know where the airport was in London. She's getting ready to buy a ticket. Hey, what's the airport? It's the London airport. What's the name of it? Let me call you back. How the fuck you live in London or any city and not know the name of the airport? And on top of that, the camera on your phone has been broke for 6 months. And then you see the pictures of the dude. It's like some 6'5", yoked ass Middle Eastern dude. This is like, no offense, lady, but why the fuck do you think that this man would be into you? And then when they show the guy's profile, doesn't have a lot of followers, doesn't have a lot of posts. It's like, how do you not see? I just felt so bad for her and her kids. Her kids are like, I don't know what's going on with my mom. It's like, I get it, lady. You lost a lot of weight. Your husband passed away. It's been a while, but you gotta fucking have some, I don't even know the word, have some type of rational thought. Just sit back and just think about what's going on here. Once she mentioned coming over there and buying a ticket, this guy didn't pick the phone up ever again. Deleted his Instagram, and she just kept calling like, I don't know what's going on. This is just crazy. I can't believe he won't pick up. I wonder what's wrong with his phone. I'm gonna do this. It's like, come on, man. It ain't real. And to the people who do these scams, I don't have the patience to talk to somebody every single day for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, sometimes even longer, to maybe get a couple $100 out of them. It's not worth the time. Not worth the time. It is insane, man. I feel so bad for these people. But my friends who've watched me for a while, they say that that goes away. Like, you stop feeling bad for these people, man. I mean, you have people flying to Russia to meet somebody that they don't even know if they really exist. It's kind of heartbreaking, but it's such a train wreck. You can't stop watching it. I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen it, but I highly recommend watching this show. The Usman, the one I told you about before, Usman, the Nigerian dude, she's finally over there, man, and she stepped out of the airport, and his friends are just laughing. And he was even like, I'm not really attracted to her, but hey, you know, I got to do what I got to do. I feel bad for everybody involved. In a lot of these cases, I don't think this shit should be legal, man. Especially like the guy from San Diego that's going to the Philippines to meet this 23-year-old lady with a kid. She looks like she might be 18 years old. Very skinny, very young looking, just not a lot of curves. And that's fine, but I'm just saying, it's like, do you really even know if this woman is 23 years old? And get this, the dude is 4'11", and he lied about his height. He told her he was 5'2". Do you know how little you have to be to lie? To be, when you go, I'm 5'2", and he gets off the plane, and she was like, what's up with this? Big old gut. That's what they all said when they show up to those foreign countries. Like, what do you think? They have a big belly. The belly is bigger than I want it, but hey, you know, I love them. But the belly, that's a lot of belly. It's like, well, fuck you. That's what happens when you live in a first world country. We get to overindulge. Don't judge us. But that's really what the show is. Honestly, if you step back and look at this show, it's basically Americans lying to immigrants about who they are and what they look like, and then turn around and get mad at those immigrants for doing the same thing that they've been doing to them. But hey, I'm an American. Don't lie to me. We can lie to you, but you can't lie to me, because we got the big house, okay? We live in the nice neighborhood. I get to lie to you about my shit. You need to be truthful to me because I'm bringing you. That's the logic. It's insane. I highly recommend watching this show. I can't stop. The Mormon guy that brought his wife, soon-to-be wife, back from Brazil. Insane. She doesn't know what's going on. The guy, you can already tell he's super possessive. He lives in LA, so there's a lot of good looking people there. She's a very pretty young lady, and if anybody says anything to her, he gets really upset. He doesn't want her to really do anything. And to top it off, they have a chaperone that he's called. So at night, one of his buddies comes over and sleeps there with them, said they don't do anything. And you got this pretty ass Brazilian woman like, what is going on here? I came here to stay in America and get dicked down, and I picked the wrong guy. And there's another corny ass white dude who goes to Colombia and gets this shapely ass woman. He lives with his parents. She's wearing tight ass mini skirts. She's got the cleavage out. The daddy don't know what to do. His little brother don't really know what to do. The mom don't know what to do. And he definitely don't know what to fucking do with this woman. It is complete and utter chaos. It's sad. It's funny. I love it. I highly recommend it. If you haven't watched it, you have to, because it will change your life. But there's a show. That's a show. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter @ChrisAllenComedy, ALAN.